If you have your Bibles with you, and I do want to encourage you to have your Bibles with you, turn to John chapter 2. We're not just singing this morning for the sake of time. We're going to look at quite some text in the passage, and I think it will help us to study to see what God has for us in this passage. John chapter 2, and we're going to be reading from verse 13 until verse 20, the end of 22. And this passage is about Jesus cleansing the temple. Okay. I hope you have found it. But before we start, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for everything, for life that you've given us. But more so, thank you for your word. And I pray, Father, come and open it up to us, that we might love you, Father, for who you are and for what you've done through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. So please listen carefully. I'm going to ask questions in this lecture. I will be drawing out, I will be doing some of the Discovery Bible study. I do realize that we do not have the time to do the full one, so I will read out the passage to you just now. But listen carefully, please. The Passover for Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and money changers sitting there. Making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. He poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold pigeons, "Take these things away and do not make my father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. So far, the reading of God's word. So if I'm going to read you all the story, I want you to listen carefully. And please, if I do leave out any detail, interrupt me. Okay? So Jesus is going towards which town? Jerusalem. Why? For the Passover. What happened at the Passover? Sorry? Exodus chapter 12. Okay, if you do not know the story, go and read it. Get well known of the passage, what Jesus is doing, okay? I just want to give you detail. Exodus chapter 12, the angel of death passed over God's people if there were blood in front of the doors. Okay? And God will pass over and they will not kill his people. And then God very clearly told Moses this: every year you will celebrate. Every year, Passover you will celebrate. That God passed over and did not kill your firstborns. And just, I know we did not have time to go through John chapter 1, but the words of John the Baptist when he saw Jesus Christ, what did he say?
Behold the Lamb of God.
Behold the Lamb of God that will take away the sins of the world. Mm. You know, that Lamb, the blood that will cover. So you get the pictures here used. So Jesus is going into the temple. What do we find there? People that is making a business out of the temple. Mm-hmm. You know? And what is doing? And Jesus, what does he do? I want you to take special attention to the fact that he is making a whip. That he takes and makes a whip. To do what? To drive these people out of the temple. You know? The oxen and the sheep and the people. Now, why was the animals there? Why the coins? Why doves? Why do you read about this? book of Leviticus, I would like to take you back there to get a view of what is happening here. God said to his people, they need to know the guilt of their sin. They need to know they have sinned against the holy God. So if the family were rich, they're going to sacrifice the sheep. The bulls of the oxen would have been sacrificed for the priests. And then if the family were poor, they will sacrifice a dove. Why? This will not take their sins away, but this will point to someone one day that will take their sins away. But here's the picture. They need to get it. Costs something. Yeah. Something has to die because of their sin. The guilt. As you study this passage. And what does Jesus do? He overthrew the money changers. Now, I know, maybe you do not know the background, but it was, the Passover was not just a small gathering like we today. People were coming from all over, and they cannot get on the plane and fly to Jerusalem. There was not a Jerusalem International Airport. So people is going to need to walk from all over, and I realized you cannot drag your sheep with you for 200 kilometers. You cannot, and then anyway, they're coming across borders, across money, so they need to change money in order to buy the sacrifice at the temple. So you know, Jews like to make money, even today they like to make money. But they have taken God's temple and made it out in a business place. People, they are changing money and take some of the profit for themselves. The money they add on top of the animals, so they make money when people are purchasing the lambs. You see, they've taken and they've made God's house that was to be a house of prayer for all nations, and they make it a business place. What did Jesus do? They chased him out. He overthrew the money changers, the tables, and he chased the animals out. But you know something I want you to realize here? Is that the disciples, what did they do? They remember God's word. What did they do? The zeal of their house have consumed me. What's the very next verse? I want somebody to read it to me. The very next verse, verse 20. Verse 18, sorry.
Verse 18. So the Jews answered and said to him, what sign do you show to us since you do these things?
What sign do you show to us? I want you to see the passage there. The contrast about Jesus' disciples, and they were not great believers. And the passage doesn't say that they believe at that time, this time or after Jesus was raised from the dead. But the contrast between the disciples that remember God's word. And what about the Pharisees? What do they ask?
For a sign.
A sign. Give us a sign that you are doing this. Are you kidding me?
Just had a sign.
What authority has someone to come and cleanse the temple? You know, they should have known the scripture better. And I want you to go, and we're going to look at Malachi. If you go to Malachi chapter 3, I would love you to go there in your Bible. And we're going to read just a small portion. They should have known this. They were studying, the Pharisees know the Old Testament. And Malachi said, behold, I sent my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to what? His temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a full of soap. He will sit and refine and purify the silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. This passage is saying God will come and sort of cleanse his place. Now God has come. John, if you did not know, John, the Gospel of John is proclaimed Jesus Christ as God again and again. And you know, the Pharisees asked for a sign. Mm-hmm. What sign did Jesus Christ give them?
He cleansed the temple.
He cleansed the temple, but he said, break this temple down. And in 3 days it will be raised again. I want you guys to see, well, the Pharisees, it took us 46 years, and you will break it down in 3 days. They're quite stupid, these people. You know, someone that's making the statement, instead of just making fun and mocking him, ask, what do you mean? No, how can you do this? And again, the Bible tells us that Jesus' disciples, after he was risen from the dead, they remember this and they believe this. So what was Jesus doing here? And this is the main focal point of the whole passage. Jesus saying, break this temple down, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And this temple is the place where people come to pray. It's where they feel guilty of this and they come to sacrifice. And this temple, in fact, was pointing to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the ultimate temple. He will be the ultimate sacrifice in that temple, bringing forgiveness for his people and for their sin for all time. And you know what they're doing? Jesus is replacing the temple.
Yes.
He said, break this temple up down in 3 days. I'll build it up. So he's replacing the temple. Just verse 21, but he was speaking about the temple of his body. And then the disciples, when therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remember, as he said this, and they believe the scripture and the word that Jesus has spoken. So you get the passage that Jesus cleansed the temple. Now, there's some questions I would like to ask you. And you know, the first question is, what did you like about this passage? You know, and maybe there will be a lot of things, but I'm not going to, I'll answer that question for you. I've loved this passage, truly. But Jesus is not leaving the place of worship in the state of mess that it is in. He is replacing the temple, but yet that is to point to him. And truly, that's what I like. That he doesn't just leave us like we are. You know, but I'm encouraged as well by Scripture. The disciples, to a certain degree, should have memorized Scripture. Because it says, therefore, when he died and was raised from the dead, they remember his word and believe. The zeal of the house of consuming, they realize that. That's what I like about this passage. You know, and maybe there's things that is difficult, but there will not be time to look at that tonight. Today, but I want to ask you, what do you learn about God? And I'm going to ask you, in this passage, what do you learn about God?
One of the things that blesses me about this passage today, looking at it in a contemporary sense, Jesus is making a sharp distinction between making his house today a house of merchandise with that spirit of religion that's using religion as a business. Rather than understanding that we must be totally sold out to Him as disciples of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But what do we learn about God?
Holiness.
Holiness.
Yeah.
That is holy. What else? What do you think is John trying to tell the Pharisees here?
Yeah.
But that he must die. That's the point he's trying to make. Jesus is going to die. Someone greater is standing in the midst. Break this body down and 3 days I'll raise it up. Now, you should ask, what authority does this person have? I mean, 46 years, imagine the temple, how beautiful it is. Should have looked at that time. Whether he was speaking about the temple, building it in 3 days, they could get it wrong. Obviously, they did get it wrong. They should have paid close attention. But you know what's more incredible? Somebody raising himself from the dead.
Yes.
Huh? That's more incredible. So that Jesus must die. What do we learn about man? Yeah, in that time, it was pointing to Jesus. But you know, can I tell you? Religious people, and I see it all over Africa, my friends from Nigeria, from South Africa, and everyone in my state, that people are seeking after signs. And if you do not understand, John, the sign in this passage is miracles. They are seeking after that. You know, Jesus do not just give miracles. In fact, he's telling Nicodemus, when Nicodemus said, the next page said, we see the signs, or you know that you're sent from God. Jesus Christ said, you cannot even understand the signs if you're not born again.
Right.
So man is seeking after signs. But I'm going to skip over some of the questions as my time is finished. But here's the last thing. What must change in your lives? And now that we know this truth in this passage, what must change? Something must change. We cannot continue just to be who we want. The Bible says that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And that God is living in us through His Holy Spirit. And you know, He's not going to leave us just like we want to be. He's not going to leave, you can watch your pornography and still worship me on Sunday and still read your Bible. He's not like that. He's a holy God that cleanses His temple, that's going to cleanse His people through means of grace, through the word and through the church and through the discipline. It must change the way we live. Totally. That we live to point to Jesus Christ. You know, pastors, people, your work is to point people to Jesus Christ, to explain the scripture, to point to Him, like the temple that was pointing to Him. And then the last, very last statement, as my time is finished, who can you go and tell this to? This is what you've learned, and I've seen it make a great difference in evangelism. People don't like to be preached at, especially unbelievers. Especially people that grew up in Christian home. But if you say, can I tell you what I've learned? They might be much more open. So, that's the word of God. Let me pray, and then Shai Muller and Tani Alireza is going to come up. And thank you so much for this camp and the privilege. Lord God, we thank you for your love and your kindness. And Father, I pray and say thank you that you do not leave us in the state of mess that we are in, but you become and we can be changed. I do pray, Father, that you change our lives where it's not conformed to your glory, that we be changed to the renewing of our minds. Amen.
Amen.